the cell phone ringtone as an agent for change. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. An environmental group is offering free recordings of endangered animals. They want you to use those recordings as ringtones on your cell phone. The idea is that the more people hear these sounds from threatened animals, the more they'll wonder where they came from and question the fate of the animals and birds that made the sounds. At the website of the Center for Biological Diversity, you can download the sounds of the rare Pine Barrens tree frog. The howl of a Mexican gray wolf. And the bellows of an Arctic beluga whale.
It's designed to inspire people and to open the door for people to learn more about these animals and about the extinction crisis.
Michael Robinson is a conservation advocate at the Center for Biological Diversity.
When somebody has, for example, the howl of the Mexican gray wolf on their cell phone, that's likely to inspire them to find out why are Mexican gray wolves so endangered and what can they do to ensure that Mexican gray wolves will recover.
Robinson says more than 24,000 people have downloaded the free endangered animal ringtones. Can a trifle, such as the sound of a ringing cell phone, advance a social or political agenda? Pete Lydon directs the New Politics Institute, a think tank that studies technology.
I mean, the ringtone business is a big business, actually. There's, where business goes, where the private sector goes, politics inevitably follows. And so you can see how the social groups and politically motivated groups are now using that same phenomena and tying a meaning and a message to the ringtone.
Can anything really get done by using ringtones as a political tool? I mean, it seems a bit like a sort of like a sideshow and with not a tremendous amount of potential to create political change.
Don't underestimate the power of a sound like that. I mean, that's the thing about you're in the medium, you're in the business of sound. Sound can really resonate in almost irrational or deeper emotional ways. And so hearing the call of an endangered species or the sound of a wolf in the wild that's being heading towards extinction, that actually can move people, even though it's a snippet. And also you got to remember it's coming again and again and again every time the phone goes off, and it's all the people around who hear the phone and ask what that is, and it sparks a discussion. And, you know, you say, oh, yeah, that's about this endangered species. Oh, what do you mean? I didn't know they're endangered. I mean, that little nub of a thing can actually spawn in the mind of the user and in their social network of friends and family who are hearing that a lot of it really interesting social and political discussion. So don't underestimate that little snippet.
That's Pete Lydon with the New Politics Institute. By the way, the Center for Biological Diversity says the wolf howl ringtone might be one of the only recordings of the Mexican gray wolf in the wild. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.